Meditation in a garden in Herne, Belgium. Grass nods heavy-headed in the sun. Interlaced in patterns, seeds shape tiny arrows to impale themselves one by one on their messenger. As he walks, dusty clouds drift over the feet of the men. He treads with care, trying not to crush the red petals of the wild poppies who are free to seed recklessly where they will. The bed of herbs gives off strange, sharp fragrances. He strides through the grass towards the distant brook, eager suddenly for moisture. Swiftly, his clothes become embroidered with seeds. Look how they cling about him. At the brookside, he watches the water sparkling in the light, little fishes hurrying to hide from his shadow. Slowly and calmly, he sinks into a deep meditation. Days pass, the seeds begin to sprout. More seeds float around him, tiny parachutes on currents of warm air. He sits remote, needs suspended. Field mice weave their spears of stalks about his feet. Blue tits nest in his hair. So motionless is he, the badger walks by him to his set, the fox to his lair. Years pass. The grasses seed, fall, seed anew, forming an impenetrable coat that slowly, imperceptibly, changes to stone. He becomes fossilized. A cat sleeps comfortably on his warmth in the summer. The man becomes famous. Many flock to visit the ancient stone to see for themselves its primitive majesty. Centuries pass, and the landscape changes beyond recognition. One day, the man wakes from meditation, stirs and arranges his cramped limbs into a new position. Stiffly, he stands. The stone cracks. Insects run in terror from his clefts. Ponderously, he moves back into the sunlit garden and, bewildered, stares around him at the foreign scene. People flee, screaming away in all directions. He tries to speak through his stone lips, to reassure them, to say he is their friend and does not know this new world. Their panic made them cruel. They took their fearful weapons and attacked with a scream of hate, murdered, vaporized him to air, and later thought it nothing but a dream.